Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
What Hamas did was horrific, and there's no justification for it. And what is also true is that the occupation and what's happening to Palestinians is unbearable.
Nobody's hands are clean in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, says former President Barack Obama on Pod Save America, emphasizing shared responsibility and complex history. Vermont Independent Senator Bernie Sanders says he doubts whether a ceasefire is even possible with Hamas.
Which is dedicated to turmoil and chaos and destroying the state of Israel. And I think what the Arab countries in the region understand, that Hamas has got to go.
Anti-Defamation League Director Jonathan Greenblatt says there's been nearly a 400% increase in U.S. anti-Semitic incidents since Hamas attacked Israel, with anti-Semitism more often seen as normal on the far right and the hard left.
This is a moment of accountability, not just for universities, which, by the way, are failing the test. This is a moment of accountability for America.
Anti-Muslim violence is also increasing. Scandal-ridden New York Republican George Santos says 2023 has been anything but easy, with mounting criminal charges and calls to resign. Still, he says he'd run again, even if expelled from Congress.
Nobody elected me because I played volleyball or not. Nobody elected me because I graduated college or not. People elected me because I said I'd come here to fight the swamp, I'd come here to lower inflation, create more jobs, make life more affordable, and the commitment to America.
Openly gay and married U.S. Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg tells CNN it's unsettling that right-wing House Speaker Mike Johnson doesn't support the families of non-heterosexual couples.
I will admit it's a little bit difficult driving the family minivan to drop our kids off at daycare, passing the dome of a Capitol, knowing that the Speaker of the House sitting under that dome doesn't even think our family ought to exist.
Johnson has said he genuinely loves all people, regardless of their lifestyle choices. This week, Maine voters might decide to transfer ownership of its two largest private utilities to the public, a first for any state. Al Cleveland, with the Pine Tree Campaign, says utilities owned by multinational corporations don't serve consumers or shift to clean energy fast enough.
Having a public power company to serve Maine will give us the ability to have greater participation in our democracy and in our communities.
Democratic Governor Janet Mills calls the plan a hostile takeover that could be stuck in the courts for years. Finally, a new Siena College New York Times poll of registered voters shows former President Donald Trump ahead of President Joe Biden by 3 to 10 points in 5 of 6 battleground states, Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, and Pennsylvania. I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.